God's grace and peace be to you through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice glorifying God and fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. There were 10 lepers. Jesus healed them all, but only one bothered to thank him. Aren't we ashamed? So often we're like the 9. We take our blessings for granted. Still, God has given us so much: health, sound minds, usually, food, clothing, shelter, and most of all, his own son to die for us. We have so much to be thankful for. We need to be more thankful. There's the traditional Thanksgiving sermon. How do you like it? We're all done with that. We can go home now. What a relief. Now let's get real. You didn't come here tonight to be scolded for ingratitude. No, you came to give thanks. There's a difference. If you weren't at all thankful, you wouldn't be here. You have better things to do. There's probably a football game on somewhere. Besides, you already know your shortcomings in the thankfulness department. We don't need to be beat on the head over the deal. You're here because you want to grow and become the thankful people that you are. So let's see what the text can give us in the area of learning about thankfulness. It gives us a couple of strong reasons to give thanks. First, so why thank God? First reason, because God doesn't expect it from us to start with. It sounds backwards. It would make more sense to say we should thank God because he expects it, but that would be the first part, all law. Better do it. That's not the way it works. We look at how Jesus operates in the story. 10 lepers cry out to him to have mercy, and what does he do? 10 get equal treatment from the great physician, even though he's God. He already knows only one's coming back. So why does he say, you know what? Only one of you. No, all 10. You get it all. Even if one only says thank you. Our God is a God who, it says, sends rain on the just and the unjust, the thankful and the unthankful. The blessings of God are not doled out as some earned right of thankfulness. God is gracious to all. Most of us here tonight, I would say all of us, could say that God has greatly blessed us in many ways this past year. We could make long lists, and maybe some of you will as you eat dinner tomorrow, as you talk as a family, and start to say, how do we feel that we have been blessed? God is gracious. But start to consider this question. Who received more from the hand of God this year? Your non-believing neighbor across the street, or you? Who do you think got more from God? Those of you who gather in God's house and say, thank you, Lord, or the person who thinks they earned it all on their own and doesn't think God has anything to do with it? Who will have the better Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow? You who thank God before meals, or the people who gather and won't? It's hard to say, isn't it? You can look at both sides. God gives purely out of the joy of giving. His giving is not a direct correlation to our thanks, because he gives not with an eye to what is going to be returned. Didn't God send his only begotten son into a very hostile world to die on the cross for who? Everyone, not just the grateful, but even the ungrateful. Our thanks most certainly do please him. That's the second reason. So we don't return thanks only because he expects it, because, no, he pours it out on us either way. But we do praise him because we know he loves to hear it. We Christians want to please God, so naturally we want to thank him. We like it too, don't we, if you admit it? You give your kids presents coming up at Christmas maybe this year, and it's kind of nice when they turn around and actually acknowledge that you gave them something, isn't it? You like it when you give something to a friend and they write a note or acknowledge that you gave them something. It's pleasing. How did Jesus react to the leper who came back to thank him? He was pleased, as well as a little surprised, and maybe a little disappointed that the others didn't. His gifts are unconditional, yet he is well satisfied when we thank him. And as he acknowledges, he was even a Samaritan, this one. One you wouldn't have expected to return and give him thanks. If there were no other reason under heaven to praise and thank God, wouldn't this be enough? His children acknowledge that he has blessed them, and they turn to him and say, "Thank you, Lord, for these gifts." Our thanksgiving is God-pleasing, a sacrifice that we whose hearts and lips have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ offer up to God continually. God doesn't expect our thanks, but he loves it. Two good reasons to give God our thanks. But there's another. Thanksgiving is the language of faith. It's the language of heaven. Jesus says to the thankful leper, your faith has saved you. He doesn't say your thankfulness has saved you, does he? No, his faith, his trust in God, his turning to Jesus as the Savior. Yet thanksgiving grows out of faith for all of us. Faith that gives thanks because it trusts God as the giver of every good and perfect gift. Unbelief can only be unthankful. There is no thanks there. It refuses to acknowledge that these gifts come from God and will not return him thanks, but instead trusts in self. Boy, I've really done a lot this year. Look at how I've succeeded. Never look at how God has opened his hands and granted from his heart. Whatever is unthankful about us is also unfaithful. Giving thanks is the language of faith. The Holy Spirit has filled the Scriptures with words of thanksgiving and still puts them into the hearts and mouths of the Lord's redeemed. And you know them well. Let's see how well you memorized them. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His... pretty good reason to give thanks, isn't it? His mercy endures forever. Thanksgiving is the language of faith. It's the language of heaven. Around the throne of God, they are praising him as holy and thanking him for the Son who sits on the throne and praise his name eternally. In giving thanks, the one leper was doing by faith what he'll be doing for all eternity, returning thanks to God and praise to God for his love, praising him. We too, even now, give thanks, worshiping by faith with the church here on earth and the church in heaven with his holy angel and the faithful who have gone before us. Now, we might say tonight, where is everybody? Now, sometimes that can get a little discouraging. There should be more in the pew, shouldn't there? What are they doing? Well, many are traveling. They're already on the road, going to be with family. But we should never get discouraged. Jesus doesn't say, where a few thousand are gathered in my name, there I am, does he? Where two or three gather because we acknowledge the love of God in Jesus Christ to return him thanks. And we should open our eyes and realize that we're plugged in with a pretty big crowd. As we say on Sunday morning, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we magnify your glorious name. We may not see him, but faith tells us, look around, the seats are full. The angels are shouting loudly, praise and glory and honor to the Lord. All those who have gone before us, who may not be sitting around our table this year, are praising God with us around the throne of heaven. We got a pretty big crowd here, the faithful ever singing to the Lord who gives. Our giving of thanks lives out of faith. Writing from prison, Paul thanks God. Always one of the strangest texts, isn't it, as he writes from prison. And what does he say? The verse before this one that we don't have tonight, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Thank you, Lord, that I'm in prison. Well, he thanks the Lord that God's faith and towards him is evident. He's not anxious. But he thanks the Philippians for the gifts that they sent through Epaphroditus. The gospel in you bears a miraculous fruit, is what he's saying to them. Look at what you've done. For the Philippians, it took the form of money sent to Paul there in prison. Did the Philippians think this was a sacrificial gift that was great enough and said, look at how wonderful we are? I doubt it. They just loved the Lord and they wanted to help the one who had brought such good news to them. Wow. It may be that at times we feel like the widow who gave the two mites. Remember a few weeks ago we had that. Just a little plank for her. But what did Jesus hear? Boy, he saw faith in action. And he said, I hear a loud noise. That's what Paul's saying here. I thank God for your faith that has grown in your gift towards me in heaven. It's a loud noise. And as we gather here tonight and sing a song and say a prayer, it is a loud noise in the kingdom of heaven. God hears us and says, listen to their faith. Paul says about the Philippians, the gifts you sent are a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. Isn't that an amazing line? The things that they gave, we look at it as just cash, but he says, oh no, it's far more than that. This is the fruit of faith. This is a glorious return to the Lord in thanksgiving. When God looks at you, what does he see? He sees his son, Jesus. When God looks at your actions, what does he see? He sees his son in action in you. I want you to look at what you do for God and give to God in a different way too. Not like the widow who maybe thought, well, it's not much, everybody's looking, but like as in Paul, it is a glorious, wonderful thing that your faith shines forth in being here and in your gifts to him, your prayers to him, your love towards your neighbor. Look at your offerings and sacrifices in the way that God sees them. Miraculously produced, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. Imagine that. How do you feel when you walk into a house where someone has just baked bread? Or maybe chocolate chip cookies for the you sweet eaters. Isn't that aroma pleasing? And you may see just go, that's kind of the picture here. That what is so pleasing to God, your faith in action, that he sees his spirit, his son at work in you. We have a merciful God who loves us, who gives his blessings of earth and heaven and all the goods of this world and the next. All of this he does freely out of his love for you. In our life, often it is hard, and we cry out as the lepers do, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We turn to God in Jesus Christ and thank him because we know that by his sacrifice for us, he has given us all the treasures that nothing can ever take away. For now, are you looking forward to a turkey maybe tomorrow? Maybe not a big turkey fan. Ham, roast beast, fish, stuffing, mashed potatoes. What's the biggie for you? Green bean casserole. Thank you, Lord, for all of these wonderful and precious gifts seated around a table with us, family, friends, church members, people that we love. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. A blessed Thanksgiving to you and your families. In Jesus' name, amen.